13th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Jesus asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they are worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish, just as they did." Then he told him this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" But the gardener replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
You may be seated. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. 525,600 minutes. 525,000 moments, so dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? The song that I just quoted, some of you may know, comes from Rent, a Tony Award-winning musical that tells the story of a group of impoverished young artists struggling, very much struggling to survive and create a life in Lower Manhattan's East Village. In the thriving days of the bohemian culture and under the shadow of HIV/AIDS. This musical came out early 90s, kind of was a hit later in the 90s. And if you remember back the culture surrounding AIDS and the fear and how it gripped all of us, really is heavy in that movie or musical. One of their hits, probably the most memorable, until I watched the musical again this week and I was like, oh, that one came from that musical too. But one of the most memorable songs in the whole musical is called Seasons of Love, which is the song I quoted from. 525,600 minutes equals a year. Welcome to my brain, people. It's the first thing that jumped into my head as I was thinking about a year. It's the way of my brain. Music jumps in from seemingly nowhere. And so today you get that piece. In our gospel reading, Jesus tells the story of an owner of a vineyard who has this one particular fig tree that's just not producing like it should. It's been there at least 3 years with nothing. The solution for the owner is simple: get rid of it. In other words, just move on. Why waste our time on that thing? Besides, really, what good is a year? What could possibly happen in a year's time that they haven't already been doing? In the whole scheme of it, 1 year is nothing in the life of a tree. Unless you are that tree who just needs a little something. I did something this week I'm not sure I have ever done or I usually do. I took some time to look over the calendar in my phone to all the things that have happened over this last year, the last 365 days, the last 525,600 minutes. I wasn't surprised for the standard things, doctor's appointments and holidays and guitar lessons and church things and more meetings than I'm used to having. There was a memorable trip to Vegas and time spent with family and friends. I gained new friends this past year. I reconnected with a long lost friend that I haven't spoken to in probably 15 years. And I sadly moved away from some friendships that were very important in a different time of my life, but today it just kind of doesn't fit in. It doesn't mean that that friendship is gone forever, but you know, we kind of move on in life. I've sat with people and laughed until my belly hurts. And I have sat with people and wept until the tears can't come anymore. And sometimes that's happened on the same day. I've cried as I've stood beside the grave of those who have lived a good long life, and cried at the graves of others who are gone way too soon. I have had days where I thank God, where I yell at God, I cried with God, and it seems like every year I have more questions thrown at God of why. And let's be honest, I have wasted way too much time this last year on useless game apps on my phone, and binging random TV series and movies, like suddenly out of nowhere feeling like I need to watch the musical Rent again. And I might do that this afternoon too, if I'm not playing a game or watching basketball. I look back and I realize how much in all of this past year that I have missed out on. How many connections have I missed because I was too busy or honestly not in the mood? How many hurting people have I walked by? And how many did I miss loving who just needed that hug or simple touch? How many people just needed someone to listen to them and I didn't have time? How many voices have I ignored because I was too uncomfortable or too scared to get involved? How much have I missed because, well, sometimes I just don't do something? I will say that sometimes I take the easy excuse and say, there's so much stuff going on and I can't fix it all, so instead I do nothing. When I look at the world, it is overwhelming with all that is happening. All of the hurting people whose voices have been taken away, whose rights have been taken away, whose love has been taken away, and I don't know where to start, so I don't. I feel like if I can't do it all, I've failed. I've failed other people and I've failed God. Am I the only one that has struggled this past year with feeling like you're not doing enough? And I'll call it out. Sorry, but if I'm the only one feeling like that, I have to ask why. Why am I the only one who feels like there's more to do? Today, as I read our gospel reading, I had this smack of God's realization. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's that moment when I give God time to speak to me, or maybe I should say, I take the time to listen for God's voice. And in those moments, in that moment this week, my eyes and my heart were opened. And my heart breaks because it was so obvious what God is asking of me and asking of you. It was just one tree. Within this vast orchard, we don't know how large, but it was probably significant, there was one tree that was called out that just needed some love and attention. The owner of the orchard wasn't asking for every tree, you know, even the some that weren't producing as much as he thought. No, it's just one tree. In other words, give this one attention. Give this one the hug they need today. Give this one the food they are hungry for or the support that they need. Give voice to that one person who is told that they don't matter. Just one for today. Because that's enough, it's a start. God spoke to me this week and said, yeah, the world is too much, but can you do one? This one God who calls each one of you by name and claims you, calls you to love and care for this one world that we have, the one people of God. And this one God, whose love is unimaginable, sent his Son, the one and only Son, to live on this earth, to love and care for each one he encountered. And if you remember, Jesus connected with people one at a time. He doesn't do some random blanket healing of 500 people before him and say, hey, you all are healed. But he takes one person and looks one person in the eye at a time. One body at a time. One touch at a time. One love at a time. This one Son was sent to a cross to die for each one of you and for this one world. Through Jesus' one life, one death, one resurrection, we receive everything. God's love, God's mercy, God's grace. The gardener said, sir, let it alone for one more year. Truth is, we don't know what the future holds. We don't know if we will be given one more year. 525,600 minutes. And maybe that's the point. Maybe that's what the gardener is getting at. Will a year be enough to change the world? Probably not. Will one year mean that this fig tree is going to be abundant in fruit? Probably not. But it might be plenty of time to love the broken around us. It might be plenty of time to sit with the one who is hurting. It might be plenty of time to visit with a person who is lonely. It might just be plenty of time to stand up for that person who the world is coming after. And it might just be plenty of time to follow Jesus' example of loving one person at a time. 525,600 minutes. 525,000 moments, so dear. 525,600 minutes, how do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter, in strife. In 525,600 minutes, How do you measure a year in the life? Amen.